Section 3. You'll hear a conversation between student Tom and a tutor about a voluntary program. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Tom Thompson, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Come in and sit down.
Thanks.
Right. Well, Tom, as we explained earlier, in this part of the interview, we would like to talk through your application form, your career experience and educational background, and so on. And then in the second part, you will go for a group discussion.
Group discussion. Yes, I see.
So, was your first degree in business studies?
Yes, but I also majored in educational science.
And you graduated in 2002. And I know you have been doing some teaching.
Yes, I worked as a volunteer in a primary school in Vietnam. I was there for about 3.5 years in total, from 2003 to 2006.
Great. What kind of organisation was it?
It's a voluntary organisation called Asian Cross.
Okay. Yes, I have heard of it. It operates in several Asian countries, doesn't it? And what kind of school was it?
A rural primary school in a shanty town.
Right. And what did you teach?
A variety of subjects in different areas. I did mainly arithmetic with levels 1 to 3 and some English conversations with level 5. Then in my final year, I took on some construction and gardening. That's level 6.
Right, that sounds great.
I also ran the subsistence farming in a rural area with residents.
How interesting.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at the questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
And how did you join the voluntary organisation?
Actually, a friend mentioned them. The Asian Cross do applying enlightening and make voluntary works and so forth.
So, what did you get from them?
Well, I was so happy to help the people with my efforts. At the end, I was so proud of myself as a volunteer. Sometimes I was really sharing a lot and understanding the others.
I see.
And I also found I was able to improve my vision and dream for the future dramatically. I made up my mind to extend my voluntary work to other countries as well.
Right. Did you travel at all while you were there?
Yes, I did. We set up a very successful project teaching computer class and donating second-hand bicycles locally.
Really?
Sometimes while working there, I went to London to raise money for building new farms with a part-time job.
So, what's next?
The local governor sponsored all volunteers' visas and paid for their accommodation and travel costs.
You're lucky, aren't you? Anyway, why did you want to teach construction and gardening?
I had a couple of part-time jobs when I was at university. I have now realised I like teaching best. and I chose construction and gardening because they are my favourite hobbies and because I think they have so many useful applications.
OK. You have certainly had some interesting work experience. I'll ask you now...
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check the answers. Now turn to section 4.